Good morning. This is Dr. Leroy Thompson, Jr. Excuse my tardiness. I was having technical difficulties trying to get on. Thank you for being on the call this morning. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pray, and then after I pray, I'm going to explain the nature of this call and why we gather together this morning. So let me go ahead and pray. We won't do roll call this morning. Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, your love, your peace. God, just thank you for being who you are. I thank you for every person that is represented on this phone. Thank you for their families. Father, I thank you for their ministries. Holy Spirit, as always, you're in control. We yield to you. We give you all the glory, God, for what you're doing. And LTMA, thank you for Apostle Thompson and the grace that is on his life that we're partakers of. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning's call is to begin to organize ourselves to prepare as a unit for Founders Day 2020, which happens during camp meeting. I wanted to kind of go over the goal, what we accomplished last year, and also for the new LTMA members. You may have been in a Founders Day before. You may have been a part of it before, but really don't know the background of why we started Founders Day 10 years ago and what is the purpose of Founders Day. So I'll start off by what we did last year. Last year we did $911,109.01, which was awesome because last year was the first year we didn't do take pledges that particular night on Founders Day. So that was money on hand, which is awesome. We'll do that same thing this year. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and get this out of the way so you'll know. We will meet next Saturday at the same time to give our commitments. So we'll know where we are concerning Founders Day. So that was a great thing we accomplished last year. And so we're looking to do better this year. I think we're so close to that. We're very close that we can. I think we will go over $1 million this year. So for the new members of LTMA, man, I want the veterans of LTMA to kind of bear with me as I go through. You all know why we do this. You know what the purpose is. But I want to allow the new LTMA members and those who have never had a really in-depth explanation of Founders Day. And when I talk about Founders Day, I'm also talking about Matriarchs Day also, of why we do this. The purpose of Founders Day is for two reasons. Number one, to put into practice Galatians 6 and 7. Those of we all Bible students, you know, it says, God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's not only in dealing with our giving of our money, but it's also in our attitude, in the positioning of our soul, and our heart, and how we do things. We are all in LTMA because we feel God has called us to the fivefold ministry gift in one way and one ministry gift or another. And so having said that, we want to be surrounded by people that believe in the vision that God has given us. Well, if that's the case, then Galatians 6 and 7 has to be practiced. So what we're doing is we're surrounding ourselves around someone who is already doing and already further advanced, heading the direction that God has called us to do. And so for us, that is Apostle Thompson. And so he is the ground that we sow into so that we can reap those same benefits in our lives. Everywhere you see in the Bible where God was getting ready to do something great with the children of Israel in the Old Testament, he first required a seed from them. It didn't matter if he gave them direction to do something or gave them direction to accomplish something. It first required a seed to be sown before they can reap the benefits of accomplishing what God wanted to accomplish. You can read that all over the Old Testament. So it gives us a chance to operate Galatians 6 and 7. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Number two. And the second is just as important as the first. It's to honor the person who God has connected us to. This is Matthew 6 and 21. For where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. And also 1 Corinthians 9 and 11. If we have sown into you spiritual things, as Apostle Paul talking to the Corinthians, and he was ministering to Corinthians saying, if we have sown into you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap of your carnal things? And I always like to say, if you take the opposite of that scripture, which is the accountability of that scripture, if we have not sown into you spiritual things, that's called you to go be successful in life, there is no reason for us to want to reap unsuccess or to reap what you have not gotten. So all of us have realized that one way or another, Apostle Thompson has poured into our lives, has imparted into us, and it has caused us to increase one way or the other. And so it's only right that we turn around and sow back into him some of the benefits that we've received from what he's done in our lives. So in having said that, I want to shift our focus this year on Founders Day. I want to shift it mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially about Founders Day and Matriarch Day. I want to shift it from presentation to activation. What I mean by that is I want us to shift our sowing from being so much a presentation on Founders Day night into activation on Founders Day night. What I mean by that is instead of you, I can go from 2 Corinthians 9 and 11. I mean, yeah, 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. It says, for God ministers seed to the sower and ministers bread for our food, multiplies our seed sown, and increase the fruits of our righteousness. In that particular verse, we'll see that God multiplies seeds that are sown, not seeds that are saved, seeds that are sown. So I want to shift our mentality from presentation, just making a presentation on Founders Day, to Founders Day actually being an activation of what we've sown. I've made this shift personally about 6 or 7 years ago, and I've seen fruit from it, and this is why I'm sharing it with you. First of all, 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 says, every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, all necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. I don't have to read the sixth verse. It says, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and those that give bountifully shall reap bountifully. So we know those scriptures. But the thing is, you have the purpose in your heart, what you want to give. God is leaving it up to you for you to determine what you want to give. Now, that leads us to 2 Corinthians, I just quoted it already, 9 and 10. It says, now he that ministers seed to the sower, minister both bread for your food and multiply your seed sown. I'm going to say it again. Multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. All right, there's an assumption made in this scripture that when we get money in our hands, we are supposed to be able to determine what is for seed and what is for consumption. See, God multiplies seeds that are sown, not seeds that are accumulated. For the past 6 or 7 years, I've been practicing that as soon as matriarchs, as soon as prosperity is revival is over, I'm immediately beginning to give toward Founders Day. As soon as camp meeting is over, I immediately begin to give toward Matriarch's Day. Now, what that does, it puts two things to my advantage. One, it puts time at my advantage. And number two, it puts God at my advantage. Because 2 Corinthians 9 and 10, according to the Apostle Paul, God says he multiplies seeds that are sown, not seeds that are accumulated. So what I've experienced is that when I get that seed in the ground, immediately I now give God an opportunity to begin to work on that particular harvest. And so if you've noticed my giving, and on my level and where I'm at, you've noticed over the years my giving has increased. is because I have been practicing this principle. I've practiced the principle of immediately after Prosperity Revival, immediately after camp meeting, I'm immediately going and starting to sow towards my matriarch commitment and my Founders Day commitment. Now, what that does, it puts me in a position to where I can begin to practice recognizing every time I get money in my hand, my wife and I get money in our hand, it puts us in a position to practice recognizing what is seed and what is for my consumption. Now, that is important. Being able, because money is always coming to you. Money is always coming to us. So I must put in practice knowing how to determine what is seed and what is for consumption. When I do that, God is now able to quickly multiply the seed that is sown because he knows I'm involving him in determining what is seed and what is for consumption. Whenever my wife and I get money in our hand, I like to say we Luke 21:19 it. I'm going to say that again. Whenever my wife and I get money in our hands, we Luke 21:19 it. What I mean by that? In our patience, we possess our soul. That means we get resources in our hands. We are in a position to pause and allow the Holy Spirit, who is the greatest financial planner to have ever lived, give us insight on what we're supposed to do so that we can easily determine what is seed, what is for consumption. If I don't get no instructions, then I put it up and wait for instructions. I'm going to say that again. Whenever my wife and I get seed in our hand, get money, because money always coming to us. When we get money coming to us, money comes and it gets in our hand in our possession, we Luke 21 and 19 it with that money. We Luke 21:19 it, meaning in our patience, we possess our soul. So we calm down and we get God involved, get the Holy Spirit involved in helping us to determine what we're supposed to do with these resources. See, this is the problem with, this is why Apostle talks about being debt free and not being under overburdened debt. Because what debt does, debt that's in your present goes into your future and obligates future income. It obligates future money that God is going to send to your direction so that when that money does get into your hand, you do not have the luxury of Luke 21:19. Because that money is already spoken for. So this is why Apostle talks about being debt-free, and this is why the system promotes debt. It promotes borrowing. It promotes car loans. It promotes house notes. It promotes consumer debt. It promotes borrowing because it wants to compete for the attention of your future income so that when that money does get to you, you don't have the option to, in your patience, possess your soul. Because when you get that money in your hand and you then try to determine what is seed and what is for my consumption, that debt is hanging over your head and said, you've already consumed this. This cannot be seed. You've already consumed it. And that's the cycle that the system and Satan wants to get in because it then takes us away from the cycle that God wants us to get in, which is Second Corinthians 9 and 10. Now he ministered seed to the sower and ministered bread for your food and multiplied the seed that is sown. The first couple of years I struggled with this because I had a hard time determining what was seed and what was for my consumption. Of course, over the years I've gotten better at it, And now for me, determining what is seed and what is for my consumption has become easier because, number one, I don't have overwhelming debt hanging over my head obligating or telling me I can't make that decision. So because I can make that decision, I now can put in practice God's system of seed time and harvest more efficiently. So instead of me waiting to Father's Day, I'm now, when I get money in my hand, what is this seed? What is consumption? Okay, God, this is seed. Okay, God, you sent this to me because I've determined in my heart that this year I want to give $12,000. So I want to give $12,000. Okay, God, once you determine what's in your heart, what you want to give, God begins to send that money your direction. So the question is, when God sends that money to my direction, can I determine what is seed and what is for my consumption? Because God is sending both. He is sending seed, and he is sending bread for your food. The question is, can you determine which is for what? This system works no matter what level you are on. No matter what financial level you are on. The simplicity of this, can I determine what is seed and what is for my consumption? Once you get that down pat, this is all Apostle, this is what I watched Apostle do. I watched him get money in his hand, and then Luke 21:19. In his patience, he possessed his soul. He did that enough times over to where now he got to a point to where it was Amos 9. It began to overtake him. Amos 9 cannot come in our lives until we can do this one simple thing. When we get money in our hands, determine what is seed and what is for consumption. Both of them exist, and God gave you enough for both. He gives you enough for seed, and he gives you enough for your consumption. Now, it's not God's fault that you overconsume. It's not God's fault that you undersold. Because 2 Corinthians 9:7 says we have to determine in our heart what we're going to give. And whatever we say we're going to give, God begins to send the seed and bread for our food and multiply the seed sown. Now, everyone don't have to do it this way. You don't have to send your seed in. But here's what I am saying. You don't have to send. You can wait till Father's Day to give your seed. That's fine. Whatever works for you. But let me say this. If you find yourself struggling to give on either one of those days, Founders Day or Matriarch Day, and you're not increasing your giving from year to year, then consumption of seed is happening. Because when you determine in your heart, this is Bible, 2 Corinthians 9:7, when you determine in your heart what you're going to give, verse 10 says God begins to send that seed to you. Send the seed to you and give you bread for your food and multiply the seed sown. As I begin to practice this, I have now gone into Founders Day for the last 5 years. I know for sure I've gone into Founders Day with my commitment already met. And I walk on that stage with my commitment met that I have purpose in my heart. But then I get to having fun giving. So now I'm prepared to go over my commitment. Why? Because God sent the seed and he sent bread for my food. And I've become able to determine efficiently what is for seed and what is for consumption. I want you to think about that. If you can get hold of that one principle, the one principle of when I get money in my hand, Holy Spirit, help me decide what is seed, what is for my consumption. I'm speaking from experience. When you begin to do that, then if you are over-consuming, the Holy Spirit will come in and begin to help you to eliminate what is necessary so that you can begin become more efficient, that when you get to that point, when you can get to a point to where when you get money in your hand, you can Luke 21:19 it. In your patience, you can possess your soul. In other words, the money got time to sit there so you can decide on what you're going to do. Nobody else has decided for you. The debt not deciding for you. Your consumption not deciding for you. You are deciding with the help of the Holy Spirit. So like I said, I've been doing this, working this principle for the last 6 to 7 years. And it's worked fine for me. Now, everybody don't have to do it that way. But if you find yourself struggling, you know, God has connected you to Apostle Thompson. God connected me to Apostle Thompson. He connected me to Mom Thompson, not only physically but spiritually. So I want to honor them not only as a son physically, but I want to honor them as a spiritual son. So that means that I have a purpose in my heart how I want to honor them. So I began to practice not waiting for Founders Day. When you see me step on stage on Father's Day and I say what I give, that's just not, I have given that already. What you hear me say extra is what I'm going to do extra. And what has happened? When I begin to do, sow those seeds, immediately I recognize what is seed, what is for my, what is bread for my food, what is for my consumption. When I begin to do that, I get the seed in the ground. God immediately begins to work on my behalf on that seed. Just the other day, I had given, like, I had made up my mind. I said, just Saturday night, I said, Sunday morning, I'm giving another $200 on my Founders Day commitment. I got to church that Sunday morning. Five people that have never sown into my life at all unexpectedly walked up to me, and I got another $200. So I added that to it. So now instead of me going with $200, now I had $400. Now what I've just done, I've just taken that seed. I recognized what it was. I turned around and put it in the ground. So that seed sown. So according to 2 Corinthians 9:10, God multiplies seeds that are sown. So what's going to happen now is, unexpected income, some kind of way, is going to come to me again. It's going to come to me again. In addition to what I purposed in my heart, God working on my behalf, that is how my commitment is met before Founders Day. And it's not coming out my tithe. It's not coming out my money coming at the U Conference seed. It's not coming out to my seed that I give Apostle on the steps. It's not coming. All that's extra. Why? Because I talk to God. Every time I get money in my hand, I sit on the side and say, okay, God, I'm not going to do nothing with it till you give me instruction on what to do with it. So if you begin to practice this in your life, you will get to the point to where Apostle is, where Amos 9 is happening, where it's so much now, it's just overtaking you. I want to tell you, it is possible for that to happen to us. I want you to see every year as we give, and we honor Apostle, and we honor Ms. Thompson. I want you to see yourself. Whatever amount we give, I want you to begin to say, we gave. Like last year, we gave 911,000. We gave. Because if you keep saying and keep participating in we gave, it will eventually one day become to I gave that amount. It is possible. So I just want to encourage you this morning. I want to bless you. MVB, do y'all have any input? If not, again, we're going to meet next Saturday, same time, same phone line. If you have any questions about Founders Day, oh, by the way, this year on Founders Day, I want to make a change to if you're giving by check, I want to make sure you make the check out to LTMA. Make the check out to LTMA, and in the memo section, put Founders Day. And we'll do the same thing for Matriarch Day. If you're making a checkout, make it out to LTMA and put Founders Day or Matriarch Day for whichever one you're giving to. Again, MVB, do I have any other input?
Dr. Thompson?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is Dr. Forbes. Your comments were and impartation were excellent, and they were spot on. I wanted to recognize a couple of things you said just for re-emphasis. Number one, Dr. Thompson, you are the ideal LTMA member to speak on this. Some of us that are pastors, we have our own resources we can pull on, as well as that of the organization that we lead, the church that we lead. You're not a pastor, and you have worked a system that can meet people anywhere. So whether you're a pastor, well, I can't give that much, I'm not a pastor. It's not about the amount you give. I hear you saying that, and it is not about what position you're in. It's about your heart, and as you said, Luke 21 and 19, in your way through life, is very possible, is very, very profitable. Apostle, what I've tried to do, Dr. Thompson, is weigh the value of this man in my life. And when I recognize being properly connected to him, properly connected, there is no one else that has had the impact, the effect, the results of spirituality and kingdom worth in my life than Apostle Thompson. So that's my motivation to do the things you're talking about, is there is no one else that is more worthy of this. I know scripture says the one that really teaches us, who teaches us more than he does, is worthy of double honor.
Yes, sir.
And that we should highly esteem them. So I'm very much in agreement with everything you said. And if we will take that to heart, I believe the struggles at the moment will stop, and the seed that's given will increase. And of course, that's the goal you gave. So thank you for sharing that. I believe that would save the world, what you shared today on the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Anybody else? Any other MVB?
Dr. Thompson, this is Pastor Cowan. I just want to be in agreement with what was said both by yourself and Dr. Forbes. I'm proof of that operation, and I began to set my heart to do even more so this year to reach the goals on both Nature Art and Patriarch Day. So I thank you for echoing that. It empowered me even more so and motivated me even more so, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Thank you all for being with us this morning. Again, I want to reiterate what Dr. Forbes said. If you really value what Apostle is pouring into our lives, you know, I know many times because I have that, I have access, he said some things to me that have saved me not just years, but light years of headaches, just saved me from them. And so I know if it's happened to me, I know some of you all have sat in meetings, have sat in Money Come to You conferences, some may have sat in more personal settings with him, and he said something that helped you discover an answer or realize the direction that you were supposed to be walking in. And so that should make it all the easier in asking God to recognize, what am I supposed to do, God? This is what I want to do, God. And once you do it, God will begin to send the seed in your direction. Again, thank y'all this morning for being with me on the call. We'll meet next Saturday, which is the 14th, I think it is. The 14th, we'll meet at the same time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, on the same phone line. Y'all have a good weekend, and y'all, those of y'all that's preaching tomorrow, preach well, and I'm pulling for you. Peace.